Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Pascal Verag. How are you, Pascal?
Oh, fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm excellent, excellent. We're currently in Cahors. It's my first podcast, my first trip to Cahors, so I've been shown around the Lot Valley. That's where we are?
Yes, that's the Lot Valley.
Why is it called the Lot Valley? Is it because all the Malbec comes from this lot of town? Or
The Lot Valley, it's the main place from Malbec in Cahors. That's about 70 to 80% of the appellation in the valley, and the rest is on the plateau.
Okay, and what we're going to talk about today is, because you're the president of the UIVC, what's the UIVC?
So the UIVC is the interprofession of Cahors wine. Yeah. So it blends most of the winemakers, producer, and the negotiant. So it's an association. We mixed negotiant and producer to take care about the marketing and the future of the appellation Cahors.
Okay, before we get into it, just a really 5,000 feet overview of Cahors. Where is Cahors, just in case people don't know?
So Cahors is really in the southwest of France. It's more or less between Bordeaux and Toulouse. Also a special place because it's really between the Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea. So it's a place where two climate influence, one really from the Mediterranean and one for the ocean.
Yeah, so you still get rain all year round?
So it depends really, but normally we have an influence of the ocean, especially until the end of June, in spring especially, and after it's more or less Mediterranean climate in summer.
Oh, lovely, so not too much rain during the summer?
No, not at all.
Oh, lovely, that's good. And you're by the Lot River, so there's lots of water nearby, so you're not allowed to irrigate, are you?
No, we cannot irrigate it, and we don't need it, but the river make a very nice regulation for the temperature, especially in summer.
What we're going to talk about today, as I said, was the evolution of the appellation in the last 10 years, because I was having dinner with a couple of your colleagues, and they were saying, you know, sort of middle of the Middle Ages, you know, Cahors was huge with large numbers of wineries all over the place, and now we're down to, 4,000 hectares?
Yes, maybe a little more.
Now
it's 4,000, but before the Phylloxera, it was more or less 80,000. So it was really very nice and very big area for making wine. And it was very famous. Now it's a little different because after Phylloxera, the wine was mostly completely destroyed by the Phylloxera. And people really began to plant again Malbec in Cahors after the Second World.
When did Phylloxera hit Cahors?
Phylloxera was about 1860, 1870. People take a long time to plant it. It was really a disaster in this area. For example, half of the population of all the Lot department go outside in 10 years. So yeah. It was really an economic disaster in this place.
Yeah, and you mentioned that the key grape variety, if people don't know, is Malbec.
Yes. So Malbec is Cahors is the main place of Malbec. It's the original place of Malbec, and so people began again to plant Malbec in 1950-1960, and he planted a lot of vines for 20-25 years.
Yeah.
Now the vineyards it's about 4,500 hectares.
Yeah, 4,500 hectares. So way down on pre-phylloxera, but is it growing or shrinking at the moment?
Now it's not growing a lot of, but now it's more a place that Cahors have to make a really good strategy to make him well-known all around the world. So since 10 years, there is a lot of works that have been done for that. We use also in France, generally, people speak about appellation, not about grapes. Yeah. And we decided 7-8 years ago to make a promotion of Cahors with a grape, with a Malbec grapes. It's more known now than in the past, especially because we use also the name of Malbec to promote the wine.
You've had 10-year strategy, and I've had a good look around lot, or I've had a wee tour around it, and there seems to be a number of different, well, terroirs or terraces or whatever, and I think your strategy is based around that, isn't it?
In the valley, we have three different terraces, so just around the Lot River. So the first terrace is generally used to make more easy wine. Wine you can drink young, wine fruity, but not without, not like really appellation wines that need that can mature, that can be more complex. So the strategy since a few years now is to make more vin de pays, or EGP, we call EGP Malbec, just to have the best way to use this soil is to make this friendly wine, and that permit to people, to winemakers, to make after really better wine for appellation Cahors.
So if you're on the first terrace by the river, you're not allowed to use AC Cahors?
Yes, you are really allowed. But we decided, even if it's with the Institut National of the Appellation, it's really allowed. But inside the appellation, we decided to promote more EGP, more Eason wine on this type of soil, because we think that is the best way to make a good wine on this type of soil.
So if you're a winemaker and you're on that soil and you've got the option of using Cahors or IGP, it would be pretty hard to get them to do that.
Yeah, but... generally, people have not all the vines in the first terrace.
Yeah.
And so generally, they have a first or minimum second terrace also. It's not a lot of people who have only the first terraces. But you can also make some Cahors on the first terraces. You have to have low yeats, and you can make also, but you will never make a wine with the special character of Cahors and the potential of origin of these wines.
And the wines on the first terraces, have you put it into the rules that if you're on the first terrace, you must call it IGP or...
No, it's not completely in the rules. We promote the idea, and what we saw in the last 3-4 years is that most of the winemakers understand that it's a very good way to have a really entry-level wine on one side, and after to have a really better quality for the Cahors appellation.
And the IGP wine, is it Vin de Pays du Lot?
Yes, Vin de Pays du Lot. Or it could be also Vin de Pays du Comté Tolosan. That's that's more bigger area in the southwest.
Oh, okay.
We can use both of them.
Okay, and the Lot is named after the Lot River.
Yes.
Cool. So that's the first terrace. Second terrace?
Second terrace become to be really more more interesting for make typical Cahors. And after the best in the valley, it's the third terrace. But second and third terrace are really nice to make really typical, I would say typical Cahors. But when I say typical Cahors, it's not a strong Cahors, not drinkable Cahors, Cahors that you must wait 10 years before drinking. Mm-hmm. Since 10, 15 years, there is a big evolution in the winemaking in Cahors that people understand that they have to make better grapes, they have to improve the maturity of the grapes, yeah. And there is a lot of job has been done on that. So it's really better after to make really good wine with good grapes.
Yeah.
And people understand also that they have to make less extraction in the wine, to make wine more drinkable,
yeah,
for the people. And it's really nice to see that in the last 5-8 years, I will say, there is a really nice evolution on the style of the wine of Cahors that become more up-to-date, I will say.
Okay. Just on the terraces, because we've seen the terraces, and they're not like there's a big terrace and then there's a massive step up to the next terrace. It's almost like it's a rolling hill as you get higher and higher up, and then
yeah,
and the terraces aren't as distinctive looking above down. It's hard to see. You can see the terraces, but they're not,
yes,
like really big, obvious terraces. How do you define the different terraces?
So different terraces are made with generally different altitude, but also different type of soil. Sometimes you can have the type of soil on a third terrace on the second, and the inverse also. And after it comes relief with the nature of the soil, the difference of the terrace.
Okay, and what's the different soils?
Different soils with more or less limestone, more or less iron also, more or less stone. It depends if it's stone from limestone or stone from galets roulés. So that makes a really difference on the vines.
Okay, all right. So we've talked about extraction as well, because years ago, when I first got into the wine trade about 15 years ago, I remember sitting in class and the lecturer standing up and going, this is a Cahors, you know, inky black, you can't see through it. The tannins were through the roof, over-extracted, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, for me, I'm not a huge tannic monster. I don't like wines that are so tannic. It wasn't really my style.
I think there is two different things. That's 15, 20 years ago, it was very up-to-date, even outside Cahors, in most of the regions, to make strong wine, to make very extracted wine, more with a lot of wood, especially new wood. It was a little more, I would say, at this time, parker style everywhere, I think. And it was not especially in Cahors. But when we were doing that in Cahors, it was really too much.
Yeah.
So it's going to be wines that's too much extraction, too much tannin, perhaps not enough ripe. And what is very nice in this place, that's people slowly understand that they have to change the vision of the wine. So the Malbec is so powerful. You have so an intense color that you have just to have really good grapes after you have to make slow extraction. You have really to look about the wine, but not to take to make a body wine. And it's really easy to do if you have a good grapes. It's now a lot of wines in Cahors are very drinkable and really more nice for most of the people who like the wine in the world.
We just tasted a load of your wines, and they were very nice. Some of them were very silky, still tannic, but the tannins were very fine-grained and integrated, so you didn't really notice it so much. I thought they were good.
Yes, we don't want to change the specificity of the Malbec in Cahors, but we want to manage it in the best way.
Yeah. Some people often describe Cahors as a bit rustic, but I didn't see that. Your wines anyway, I didn't see that sort of rustic. I thought they were quite elegant.
It could be in the past. Now you find less and less rustic Cahors, because when people make wine like that, anyways, I don't sell it well. So people really understand that a good way is to make another style of wine. And it's what is nice is that it's really possible.
Yeah.
But we have to do it more and more to make people knowing that. Because at this time, some people everywhere in the world, even in France, continue to think that Malbec is in Cahors is rustic. But it's not the good...
Not so far, not the wines I've had. There is a fourth type of terroir here, isn't there? It's limestone.
In Cahors?
In Cahors, yeah.
More, it's about 8-9 types of different terroirs.
Yeah, okay. But there is hills, there's a lot of limestone on the hills.
Yes.
And people are making Cahors up in the hills, aren't they?
Yeah. Now there is no... In the past, there were grapes between the plateau and between the valley. Now there is not so much plantation here.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason, I think, is that it's really a lot more difficult to work. But we began to look some wine growers began to plant vines on this type of soil.
Limestone,
and I think perhaps in 5, 10, 15 years, there will be a lot of more vines on this soil.
Yeah, limestone's always a tricky one, because you often find, if you look at Burgundy, for example, wherever they've got limestone, they tend to grow Chardonnay. And where they've got a lot of clay, they tend to grow the Pinot Noir, because limestone tends to big up the acidity and the tannins in the wines. So with a big, gutsy Malbec grape variety, lots of limestone, I'm quite nervous about trying that type of wine.
Yes, but there is also very big difference of climate from Mogami and Cahors. So Cahors is more hotter, so you can have easier, more maturation of the tannin also.
Yeah, but you don't normally see a lot of limestone for red grape varieties. You know, it's not, you know, I'm just trying to think, maybe Barolo has a little bit of limestone that they grow the red.
Yes.
But there's not a lot of red grapes grown on limestone.
Generally it's mostly for the white wines.
Yeah, because it bigs up the acidity. All right then, Pascal, I think we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Cheers, mate.
Welcome.